And now, Light of My Life. Light of My Life. The true-to-life story of men and women living their span of years in Pine City. A typical small Midwestern community. As you'll recall from our last episode, Mr. Heuser, in a meeting with Bigfoot the Beast, convinced Bigfoot that it was necessary that he join Mr. Heuser in carrying out his vendetta against Howard Pines, Jr., who is the father of the child that Mrs. Heuser is carrying. Today, we find them in the town hall, where Bigfoot and Mr. Heuser are seated on the dais in front of their fellow Pine Cityans, about to discuss the problem that faces the community. Bigfoot the Beast raps for attention.
If I could all had you stop wallowing there, we had some important announcements, and that's why we called a meeting here at the town hall. At this time, I would like to introduce one of our foremost citizens of Pine City, Mr. Heuser.
So Mr. Heuser comes forward, greeted by a smattering of polite applause.
Verily, let me tell us you what has transpired. T. Howard Pines has broken up my marriage of 18 years, 18 beautiful years, now torn asunder because of T. Howard Pines. Not only that, but my wife, Mrs. Heuser, is a pregnant person, and the child is T. Howard Pines, Jr. And now, I would like to turn the meeting back over to Bigfoot the Beast.
Once again, a smattering of polite applause.
Roger.
After that inspired recitation of facts from Mr. Heuser.
I'm incensed by this turn of events. And I think, as citizens of this community, we must take the law into our own hands.
Well, how does the audience react to
this? Yes,
that?
Yes. It's fine.
Creighton Hallback cries out, yes, yes.
Yes, sir. Let's get him. Let's get
Adam
T. Howard
O'Rear
Pines.
Adam O'Rear cries out, let's get him. Let's get T. Howard Pines.
Get T. Howard Pines before it's too late.
The widow Rachel wants to join.
Well, hang him from the highest
tree. The stranger
tree.
As well. Apparently, what Bigfoot the Beast and Mr. Heuser have
well,
said
hang him.
Has captured the imagination
well,
of their fellow
him.
Pine City.
Well, hang him from the highest tree.
Well, hang him from the highest tree.
Well, hang him from the tree in front of the church.
Suddenly a lynch mob has developed.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Dr. Duncan
just a moment.
Calls for their
just
attention.
Just a moment. Wait a minute. This thing is getting out of hand.
Well, thank God there's a voice of sanity amongst these folks.
The highest tree in town is not the one in front of the church. It's the one over by the high school.
Oh, no, Dr. Duncan.
The widow Rachel takes issue with Dr. Duncan.
I believe
Duncan.
The highest tree is the one in front of the church.
I think you're both wrong.
Graydon Ballback.
I think the highest tree is the one over at the Hazenjager farm. That's the elm tree over there. No, it's the high school.
Dr. Duncan says it's the high school.
I'm sorry. I believe the highest tree that we should hang him from is in front of the town hall.
Is the highest tree in Pine City from which this lynch mob, this uncontrollable band of vigilantes, want to hang T. Howard Pines, Jr. from? Be sure to join us next time when we'll hear Dr. Studd say,
the highest tree in town is the one over by the Texaco station.